Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m. I listen to the West Indian Rhythm on CKUT 90.3 FM with the one and only Howard Stretch Carr.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT,
Montreal, Canada. CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level.
Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Steve Sanka.
And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas. Special guest DJ.
Welcome to West Indian Rhythms
on CKUT 90.3 FM.
People's Station.
Don't come running back to me. Don't come.
running back to me. Don't come 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 running back to me. One life to live, so you better live it right.
What's done in dark will come to light. Someone is always watching you.
Live your life and do what's right. In the Father's sight. Live your life and do what's right. In the Father's sight.
In all you do, to yourself be true. Let your actions hurt no one. The road you take is up to you. Though temptation may be strong.
Live your life and do what's right. In the Father's sight. Live your life and do what's right. In the Father's sight. Ooh.
Can't. We're not looking for no fall. So cool, little soldier. Shall overcome, yes. Peace, little soldier. No war, little soldier. No rush, be of good courage. 'Cause in this time, only the fittest shall overcome. I say, shall overcome, yes. So
nice and pleasant sunny afternoon to you all here in the beautiful city of Montreal, Quebec, Canada. We're here with you one more week. And when I say we, I mean the station is with you another week along with the West Indian Rhythms crew. You are what makes us work and we love it. Okay, this week is back to the radio talk in the week. No Zoom like last week, but this week the crew says I have to behave. Last week, the crew gave me the time off to do anything that I wanted without the Zoom. And the reason being, it was my birthday. Yeah, I had a wonderful birthday. Didn't do too much. Want to thank some people. No, I shouldn't start that, but one person gave me two bottles of certain things to drink and a big chocolate, and I thank that person. So last week without the Zoom I made a lot of noise. I walked around in the homemade studio here. I sang in my shorts. I sang off key, but you know what? I had fun. So back to good behavior this week, although there's no Zoom. And I'm sorry, I have to apologize because there's certain people who asked me about that. But we try and get it back next week or something. Another thing is some young lady called me to tell me how many people wish me happy birthday on the various platforms, and it's nearly 400 and something. So what can I say? The old man is still being loved, and the old man still loves every one of my listeners. I like when they come up to me, say some things, and I, wow, you know. Not that I have a big ego, which I don't, to be honest with you. But I like when people appreciate what you do. And that was one of the things, singing in hotels in Jamaica. The tourists, they would, whatever you sang, as a matter of fact, come to think of it, especially if it's an American song that they know, oh man, they'd be all over you. Could you do that for me again? And some of them, to be honest with you folks, the tips were incredible. I remember one night, you must have heard me with this story already, at a place called Ocean View. One guy there, he gave me, each time I sang a song for the good times, he would come up and slap a whole US $20. In my hand. And you may laugh now, but trust me, them days $20 was a lot of money. And it was like that. We worked the hotel scenes in Montego Bay, Ocurios, Casa Montego. Loved it. Loved it, loved it. What can I tell you? Music is the key to life. So, what else is new? I own the show with a darling vocalist, no longer with us, and the late Karen Smith doing, she died in September 21, the wife of a good friend of mine of Jamaica's, and I say he's the best, but some people say one of, Jackie Jackson, tall. At the time, he was tall and skinny. He stood in the back. Never was an upfront person. And she did a song by Nancy Wilson. And it's called, what was it called? If You Walk Out on Me, Don't Come Running Back. And I just had a caller who said, man, she sounded like Nancy Wilson. Isn't it Nancy singing a reggae? I said, no, no. But Jamaica is like that. Or was. Pardon me. When you took up somebody's song to sing, you'd try your best to sound as close as possible to the individual. And I remember they had a guy named Joe Simon who came to Jamaica at Odeon Theatre in Mandeville. And in those days, they were wearing these cut-off shirt sleeve and raggedy hat. But on his album, he had a nice picture in a suit and all that. So I listened to one of the guys telling him in the band, sing Choking Kind when you get out there, you know. He said, yeah, I'll sing what I want to sing. Well, hear this, folks. He went out there, and he started with this song, and the Choking Kind didn't sound nothing like his records. About 5, 6, 7 minutes into the song, all you're hearing, pew, 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 bottles hitting the screen behind him. So he ran off the stage, and the guy said to him, I think it was his band leader or manager, see, I told you, sing the effing song. This is because Jamaicans want to hear what they paid for. They want to see who they paid for and all that. So those were the band days in Jamaica. Real nice. Every Friday night or so. Wednesday night we'd leave, but we had to come back to Maypen, which was an hour and a half from the North Coast. Hour and a half, 2 hours, because most of us worked and so forth. Yeah. And then you heard, of course, Miss Smurfette, Juliet Nelson. I can't get over the name yet, so I still call her Smurfette. Beautiful singer, beautiful voice. And Anicia Banks. This is one wicked singer. Lives in New York. Was reading an article how they treated her badly. What can I tell you? These so-called promoters. So Montreal. And Washington, D.C. Good afternoon to you all. Good afternoon to you. And it's a beautiful day out there. And it's now 21 minutes past the hour. And coming up at 4:30, I do have a veteran. She's on all airwaves. And we'll be talking a little bit about her function that the Grenadier Association is holding tomorrow. You know, and I was talking to Kevin. You all know him as Marga K. He was on this air waves with me for about 10 years. Kevin was telling me about Toronto because he lives in Toronto. He said, Father Stretch, you have to come to. But I lived in Toronto for 3.5 years, and when I lived there, nothing was happening. The action was right here in Montreal. But I realize if they keep a party, like he was telling me, Dr. J had a party and it was hundreds of people. Here in Montreal, and he said, he said to me, you know, Father Stretch, I saw so many people from Montreal just paying the money and going in. But, you know, I learned my lesson with that. We had a show once here, I won't say which show it was. And the amount of problems we had to get people into James Lynn was frightening. Too much money and what have you. And the same show, 2 weeks after, was in Toronto, Canada. And the same set of people. They just walked up, paid the $40 them days, and that was a lot of money, without even hesitating. Hey, Stretch, what's up? And they gone and they pay the money. And I'm saying to myself, that's why Montreal will never reach the standard of Toronto anymore. Toronto is a whole city by itself. When I say city, I mean a whole country by itself. So, 23 minutes past the hour. Let me pay some commercials and make everybody happy. Anyway, let me play the commercials and we talk about
living with the virus means remaining cautious. We must continue wearing a mask and washing our hands. At the first sign of symptoms, it's crucial to self-isolate and get tested. Those who have COVID-19 must respect the isolation period, since they can remain contagious for at least 10 days. Those most at risk for developing complications, either because of their age or because they're immunocompromised, must be especially careful. And for even better protection, get vaccinated. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Wow. These computers are so old.
Today's hottest artist, Carol G. Strip Love Tour. In concert. Saturday, September 17th at Bell Center. Get tickets now at carolgmusic.com. Carol G. Strip Love Tour.
The Barbados House Montreal presenting BIM Spring, a Belgian and French cocktail soiree celebrating the new Republic of Barbados. Saturday, April 30th from 5:30 p.m. until 10 p.m. It will be held at Santo de Noyers Community Center.
1335 Lakeshore Drive, Dorval.
Music by Drew and DJ K Quick. The admission is only $35. Lots of door prizes and giveaways. For tickets and info, please contact 514-552-1003.
I am a Belgian. I'm a Belgian.
Being vaccinated against COVID-19 doesn't protect you from this. Or this.
Mom, what's for dinner?
Not this. This.
And it's looking like rain, rain, and more rain for this weekend.
This. Or even this.
Your call is important to us. Please hold.
But being vaccinated does protect you from the virus. Vaccination is still your best form of protection. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Get your vaccine, you know. And regardless what people send to you, make sure you have your vaccine. You want to walk on the street with your mask on, go right ahead. All right? Don't listen to what people are saying. If you want to go in various places, go check it out. All right? 427.
Thanks to everyone who donated to CKUT's annual funding drive. Your generosity truly helps keep our engines burning. It's never too late to donate. You can do so by calling 514-907-9424 or going to ckut.ca and hit the green Make a Pledge button at the top. All paid entries will be entered into a grand prize draw. You can pay your pledge and pick up your gift weekdays between 11 to 6 p.m. or by appointments. Call 514-907-9424. Thank you.
Ah, yes. Not what I got. Yes, please pay your pledges. Although I got a call there that this individual is trying to pay her pledge of $100, but the station sent her something that she doesn't use, I guess a banking thing. I'm lousy at banking anything anyway, so I understand. All right, so, you know, let me just do this and for this listener. Wayne Patterson, who was laid to rest last Saturday, the 23rd. His mom, Faye, would like to thank all the families and friends who came out to be with her and her family. Young guy Wayne Patterson went on, transitioned into another life. So his mom just wanted to say thank you. Because, you know, in that time, is when you feel it. La da da da. Sounds of Kenny G. If you're there, I will, Miss Gemma. If not, I look for a song to play. Gonna play a song until Gemma gets on the phone. It's by my friend Ajamo. I think he's Christian, by the way. This is brand new. Come out of Grenada. Gemma, kindly give me a call, please.
Tucked up in my bed, I'm hearing songs up in my head. Someone's calling, I can hear them calling. I don't know where to start, cause I feel it in my heart to hear them crying. Mama, children crying. If only I can reach across the land and do something to help my fellow man. Deep within my heart, I know for sure this lamentation will not be no more. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Somewhere out there, Mama Africa children, I can hear them calling.
Okay, Jenna, you may call now. I didn't plug in the phone. All right, call me now. Yeah, we have Mr. Rayburn on the phone. Sorry about that, Gemma. My fault as usual. Too busy watching the strobes. So I don't.
That's okay.
Over. I do not over peak. Anyway, what's up with Gemma? What project are you into now?
Well, you know, I'm always into something.
I know.
But it's something, always something good.
Right.
Well, the Spice Island Cultural Day Association is presenting a fabulous spring fundraising brunch. That's tomorrow. It's a brunch and entertainment of all things Grenadian. delicious, divine, delectable dishes. So we want everybody to come out and, you know, feel the spirit, feel the movement. We know that we have been, you know, inside for a long time, but we are going to make sure that everybody is safe.
Yep. So what kind of food will be there?
Oh, God, food that you love, Stretch. We have fish cakes.
Oh, God.
Saltfish sauce.
Oh, God.
Trinese call it bulja.
Yes.
Smoked herring with green bananas.
Mm-hmm.
And all kinds of ground provisions.
Mm-hmm.
We got fry bake, coconut bake, Grenadian-style ham and eggs, which is different to how anybody else prepares the ham and eggs.
I never tried that, but, you know, ham and eggs, but and a fry bake.
It's real good. It's real good. It's ham and eggs scrambled up together with onions. Oh, it's so delicious, and Grenadians love it, so we want everybody to try different kind of eggs and ham.
What kind?
And we've got corn. What kind?
No, go ahead. You got what?
We got corned beef. We got sandwiches. If you just want a sandwich or you want a few sandwiches, we got all kinds of those. We've got all the Grenadian chefs are out, and they are coming strong tomorrow. So we want to just celebrate that we can actually go out and have a good time. Of course, masks are required, except when you're eating. Mm-hmm. We are not going to crowd the tables. There'll be only 6 people per table. So we are very conscious of the social distancing.
Right.
So we're trying to make everybody feel comfortable and safe. We've got hand sanitizers. So we're making sure that everybody's hands, as they come in, they got hand sanitizers. So we're trying our best to make people feel happy and, you know, leave there feeling, oh, my God, what a wonderful time.
Nice.
And, of course, Zena Edwards and her brother will be doing some gospel presentations for us.
Nice.
Along with the, you know, your friend there, my good friend Melo G, and your good friend, you'll be singing, putting us in some reggae move, and Caribbean Voices will be there, and of course DJ 20 and DJ Percy gonna have music all day long. So we want everybody to come out, feel safe, and if you don't have a ticket, we've got so much food that you can purchase your ticket at the door.
Ah, boy, that food thing have me, you know. I will face anything just for that food. So,
yes.
When you see somebody at 6'3" coming in with a big gut, don't look too close. It could be Stretch, all right?
Don't worry, Stretch. We got enough food to make you happy tomorrow.
Good. I hope so. Yeah,
oh,
but
yeah. Great,
I know them Grenadian could cook. I remember going to Grenada, and this woman cooked some food, and I tell you, I ate till I was weak, and I didn't make it.
You remember when we were in Grenada, we went to an event called Grenadians Can Cook?
Yes.
You remember that?
I'm talking about.
From, fried breadfruit and everything. Oh, it was so amazing. Well, we're having something like that tomorrow.
Nice.
So, please, we want everybody to come out, feel safe, have fun, and it's from 11 till 3. You can get food, and if you want to come and just take out your food,
I might be doing that because I have another function to go. I have to visit another place and so forth. But I'm gonna see what I like. I make my list and I pop it in and come back for it or something. Because,
oh, yeah, for sure. No problem.
Exactly. Where is the address, et cetera, et cetera?
Yes, it's going to be at a place that we all know, 6767 Côte de Neige Road, right opposite the Côte de Neige Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, it's going to be there. So we start at 11 o'clock to 3, and then after that you can stay and listen to some music and entertainment from 3 to 4.
That's a good time. That's an excellent time. You can come and have your dinner or whatever you feel like and go home after. Yeah, it sounds good.
And if you go to church, you can come after church.
Yes, yes.
And have, you know, fill your belly and your soul.
Yeah, it works hand in hand, you know, the soul and the belly.
So, exactly.
Thank you, Gemma. Anything else you want to add? Please do.
Well, I just want to say that, you know, try and come out, everybody, and feel safe. We are making it safe for you. And, you know, you're going to have a wonderful time because we've been cooped up so long and there's so much you can do on Zoom. You can't taste the food on Zoom. So we want you to feel safe. Come out and enjoy yourself. Because it's been too long. It's been too long.
I tried tasting food on Zoom, you know, and it didn't work.
Out. It didn't work, eh?
No.
I bet not.
Oh, God.
God. No. And as I said, if you don't want to stay, you can have takeout orders. And that's available until 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's good. That's real good.
Yeah.
So
we're trying to make it safe for everybody.
Good. I want to thank you for your quick drop in, and I hope the people will come out tomorrow and support a worthy cause. All this goes
back to
the Grenadian Association and the country itself. So don't be shy. All right, Gemma.
Exactly. And I didn't say the price of the tickets.
Okay,
so $25 adults and $15 for children from 5 to 12. 5 to 12, yeah. Under 5, it's free, of course. So come out, have some fun, meet some people, enjoy the company, and feel safe. We have tickets at the door, so if you didn't get your tickets, it's no problem.
All right,
and if you need any information, you can contact me at 514-620-6612.
All right. Thank you very much, Gemma Rayburn-Baines.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Stretch, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bring your friends.
All right, my dear. I'll try. All
right. Okay,
I'll be
dear.
There. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's Ms. Gemma Rayburn-Baines. And big thing tomorrow, 607 Coden Edge Road. You know, years ago, I went to Trinidad, and I was introduced at the radio station to a gentleman who, the person who introduced me, lives in New York. Now his name slips me. He said this guy is one of the most talented arranger that they had in Trinidad. And over the years, I've seen his name here, his name there, but he was with all the steel bands, and the respect that people has shown him. And I called my good friend, my former band leader, Mr. Martin Albino. I says, I'm sure you know Desmond Waite. And he said, yes. I said, send me something I need to read. I need to say thank you, because this is one musician who has done, a lot of people may not have heard of him, but I have, and I've seen him in action. I've seen him at the Big Yard and so forth, and I've heard him everywhere. So I would like to pay a little tribute to Mr. Desmond Waite, often fondly referred to as Uncle Desmond. Out of respect for his seniority and warmth, died at the age of 77 on Wednesday, 20th April, 2022. Uncle Desmond was a great band, a steel band arranger, educator, and lecturer at UTT, University of Trinidad and Tobago. Apart from his work with steel bands, he did incredible work with the famous Marionettes Choral. In 1993, he received the prestigious Silver Hummingbird Award for his outstanding contribution to the culture of Trinidad and Tobago. Uncle Desmond taught school for more than 33 years, while at the same time arranging for several top steel bands like Starlift, Renegades, Exodus, and many others. He was instrumental in forming a youth group at Exodus, called Exco Cubs. That's a really unusual name. Although a great arranger, his forte was classical performances. Yes, that's what I saw him in downtown Trinidad and Tobago. I can't remember the name of the place. Playing classical music, and it was freaky. You could not believe the sound that they were getting. These 10 people were getting. Classical performances, pardon me. Desmond was an encyclopedia of information on calypso, steel band, parang, and all aspects of local country culture. He will be greatly missed. And I'm going to play something by Phase 2, because when I saw him, he was conducting Phase 2 orchestra. So I'm going to play something by them, and I hope he will be there enjoying this music. Wherever you are, my friend Desmond Waite, enjoy. Make your transition in peace, because you have done your share. This is Phase 2. You hear, Pan? Oh, God. I've watched his face to Pan side play so many times, and at times I'm saying to myself, wow, 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 wow. But I don't know if the world is ready for Pan again or what, but these guys are something to behold, and clean. Clean as a whistle. No mistakes. No mistakes. And I often wonder, how do they do this? This big 100-piece or 90-piece or 60 pieces of instrument going crazy. The time now is 4:52, and I was asked to sing a song for this individual. I don't think so, but let me hear something here. I'll just do a little piece, all right, for the song you requested. I don't know. I gotta start it over. Martin would be cussing me now. Stretch. So I'm just gonna do one verse because I don't really know the song, alright? Don't look so sad. I know it's over. But life goes on, and this whole world will keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had this time to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that you're burning. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops falling softly against my window, and make believe you love me one more time. Hey, for the good times. Hey, for the good times. A song that takes me back to my youth when we, not this version we did, but to you, Cynthia, and your crowd there, I hope you enjoyed it, all right? I haven't heard anything from this guy, so I inquired about him, and everybody tells me he's doing... somebody just said he's doing fine. So this guy will take us up to...
It's dedicated to all my friends, family, especially my mom. This is for you, sweetheart.
This is the Baron.
Feel good. I feel good.
I will always be there for you. If I could make you happy, you'll never have to cry. If you could be mine only, then maybe to me, all my dreams come true.
Your beauty has my senses reeling. It's my desire.